on this Veterans Day 2021. Joining me now live on the South Shore's Morning News, we have Tony O'Brien, retired Navy SEAL. Thanks so much for joining us today, Tony.
Good morning, Christine. Thanks for having me, and happy Veterans Day to all our veterans.
Absolutely. We've spoken many times over the years, and I know how dedicated you are to the career you've had and to helping veterans local. What do you think the state of veterans' lives is like right now? I think in the last, I would say, I'm looking long-term, the last 10 or 20 years, I think there's been even more an outpouring of support and understanding and wanting to support our veterans. Do you feel the same way?
I do, without a doubt, but it remains a work in progress. We can't thank the folks enough, the public, the organizations, the government, for recognition. Today we're having parades. I'll be in Abington myself with my crew. We're blessed with good weather today. Definitely agree with you, Christine, and there's more work to do. I'm working with DAV today with our annual fundraiser that people can find at davma.org. Homelessness, healthcare, education, transportation, ongoing issues every day. And you're right. We are making improvement. It continues to be a work in progress, and we're blessed and grateful.
One thing that I was surprised about when we were talking with Karen Paulette, the Marshfield Veterans Agent, I mistakenly assumed that everybody just had a list, all these veterans agents in the different town, of everybody in their town who was a veteran. And she said, that's just not true. It's up to them to find these people. It seems like, shouldn't there be something from the federal government that helps identify people who are veterans?
As usual, you are 100% correct, Madam News Director. The problem is, and by the way, that's how it used to be until decades ago. There was a big flip on privacy issues, and so you can't get that information anymore. It used to come from the federal government almost automatically, and they don't allow it anymore. We wish we could get that information. We try to do it, and we try to do it, as best we can. But no, it is not readily available. So yes, you are correct. The veterans must come to us. They must come to their local government, state government, local veterans organizations. They have to reach out to us. We try to find them as best we can, but you're right. The information is not readily available.
What kind of advice do you have for people that are vets or families with veterans in them, and maybe they're hesitant to reach out to veterans agents? Again, especially the older generations, that's not a generation that asks anybody for help.
Absolutely, and it's all generations. You're right; it does lean more towards our elders. But there's certainly no shame in it. There's a tremendous amount of benefits available. We live in the most generous country on the planet by far, taking care of not only our people but people all over the world. I would implore people. I myself, for many years, put off so many of the benefits just with the attitude of let somebody else have it, et cetera. There's plenty to go around, and please reach out to your family members and get them to the vets organizations, offices like Karen's or the VA, et cetera. I do work over at the Brockton VA almost daily, and we our arms are wide open for our brothers and sisters that served.
Well, we appreciate you joining, and again, thank you for your service. It's retired Navy SEAL Tony O'Brien. Thanks so much for joining us today. Thank you. We'll be back after this.